Are you thinking about creating a VIP day or an intensive, or perhaps you already have one and you realize that you need to have a solid service page that sells your offer? Today, we're going to talk around how to create a VIP service page that is irresistible to the people that you want to work with. But first, I have a question for you. When you think about service pages, how do you feel? Does the thought of writing them make you think about that blinking Google cursor and how it traps you every time? Or are you more in the middle where it's like, okay, I don't mind writing my service page, but I'm not entirely sure that I'm able to like actually speak to my ideal clients, or maybe the one you have isn't quite connecting? Or maybe you feel pretty good about sharing the one you have or about writing them. However you feel about creating a service page, I want you to stay tuned today, because I'm going to be diving in to how to create an irresistible service page for a VIP day offering or an intensive that sells your offer. Now, you'll notice I'm saying service page and not sales page, and there's some distinct differences between the two that we're going to dive into. You are listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Vartanian, and if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there. I'm going to show you a lot today around creating a service page, but don't feel that you need to put it all in place at once. If you can take one or two things away that you can test and try out, you're going to be well on your way to creating an irresistible service page. First, let's agree on a few things. One, we aren't focusing on writing a long form sales page today. So a long form sales page is created because it needs to do a lot of the heavy lifting to get someone to buy or understand your offer. You might be using a long form sales page if you're selling a course or a membership or a high ticket group program like a mastermind, and it's part of a funnel that is actually not visible on your website. So it's probably hidden away from the menu links, and you can only see it, let's say, after a webinar or when, you know, after a challenge where you like present it like a gift, the sales page. That's not the case for a service page for a VIP offering. In this case, this service page may form one of your business's core offers and it's visible on your website. So you could actually have links that someone could tap out in the menu to go and look around your website. They could go to your about page, blog post, your contact form, unlike a sales page where you don't want any links heading out. So that's the first thing that we need to agree upon, the difference between that long form sales page and what we're creating, which is a service page. The other thing in a service page is that you might actually have it connect to someone having a sales call with you. You may have an application form, or you might have some other kind of barrier that people need to complete before booking with you to make sure that it's a great fit. Of course, you may decide to have them book directly from your page if it's not a high ticket offer, a less expensive offer, probably under $1,000. But generally for a service page, people are booking a conversation with you. Whereas on a long form sales page for a course or a membership or a high ticket offer, you are actually wanting people to buy right from the page. So we're not doing that here. In this case, people are going to connect with you after reading this sales page for most of the time. Now let's talk about your VIP client, someone who is perfect for this service page that we're going to discuss today. So a VIP client are usually action takers, which means you're likely to require less convincing. These are people who want something done. There's something on their mind. They want it done quickly. They like the idea of the VIP day because it's like short, it's intense, it's actionable. Your page can reflect that. They're looking for really tangible results. So they're going to want to know what your process is. They're going to want some credibility and proof of your results. And they really value their time. That's why they're not signing up for like a 6-month coaching package. Or they don't want to get onto your waitlist for services 3 months down the road. They want to come in quickly and take action. I know it myself. I have hired several people for VIP days. Most recently, I had an integrator intensive, and it was amazing because I had wanted to make a switch over in my systems from Dubsado to HoneyBook after I talked to the integrator. I wanted to clean up some of my systems behind Trello as my team is growing and also make some changes in the client management side of things. And I didn't want to wait until there was an opening with this integrator, although I'd love to hire her. Right now, she doesn't have the capacity to take me on. So having this intensive was a fantastic way to get some of these more urgent changes that were slowing me down. I really just made the decision I wanted to move forward with this without having to put them off until she has availability 6 months down the road, let's say. So your VIP client probably has something that is motivating them to take this action. We want to really talk about that on our service page, and we'll get into that. But first, let's talk about where service pages can go wrong. When you are creating a service page for a VIP offering, so something that's done in a day or done over a weekend or intensive, even like as long as a week, likely shorter than that, something where they go wrong is when it doesn't solve a right now problem clearly. You want to be solving something that's urgent. This is my example I was telling you about, was that I wanted to get a lot of clarity and clean up my systems. I just hired a marketing assistant. My client list is growing, and I want to make sure that we can really book out people with enough time so that we don't overload ourselves. We can best serve the clients, stay on top of projects, and also have a great way to communicate and still move forward in my on the business side of mine. Things like growing the Launch Playbook Club, working the podcast, things like that. And it was really feeling urgent and messy and overwhelming. And so I wanted that action. So when I read this integrator's, you know, she had an integrator intensive done in a weekend where she could handle a bunch of mini projects, that was perfect. I knew that I would get some of these things off my plate. I would have a list of action steps to move us forward. And that felt really good. Another time that I hired a VIP offering was I worked with May Kay back in the summer, and we did like a podcast day. So she helped me. We came up with stories for me to pitch for podcasts. We practiced actually telling those stories. She came up with a pitch that I could use. There was some training around how to do pitching and how to find podcasts, because I had decided that this year I was going to go out and focus on being more visible and telling my story and speaking more. And as an introvert, being on podcasts felt like a really good way that was uncomfortable, but also more comfortable than, let's say, talking on a stage. Of course, that hasn't really been possible so much since the pandemic hit. But the point being that it wasn't live, you know, in front of lots of people looking at me type of thing. It was more of a conversation, which as an introvert, I love to have. So those are two VIP days that I have booked. I actually just booked another one. So my third example is I have booked another copywriter to help support my own launch. So a third VIP day I actually just booked last week is for another copywriter to come in and support me with my own launch. Even though I write copy for all sorts of clients, just like my own clients, I sometimes need someone else to do that for me, because it's hard to see our own genius and expertise and tell the stories ourselves. It can feel like more of a slog to do our own writing. So I'm really excited because I booked her. And again, it was very clear she solves a problem. That it's a VIP copy day and she can get 7 to 10 emails done in a day. And that's perfect. That's just what I wanted. It was so clear that I would get 7 to 10 sales emails. And that's exactly what I wanted. So I'm in the process right now of interviewing my clients from the members of the Launch Playbook Club, in order to get some good feedback for it from it, to present to her for that VIP day. So all that to say, those are three VIP days I have myself hired because they all solved a problem that felt urgent to me. So that moves into the next point around being too vague. The other issue that often comes up is it's too vague. You don't actually give a specific detail around what can be accomplished. So in the case of this copywriter that I mentioned I hired, it was really clear. We could like optimize the sales page. She could write 7 to 10 emails. There could be a welcome nurture sequence. There were a few choices I had and they were very specific. In case of the integrator I worked with, it was we could tackle 3 to 4 mini projects to be chosen on our kickoff call. So again, it was a little more vague because it depended on what I wanted to work with, but I knew that we could accomplish a couple things. And there were a few examples of what that could be. So that felt really good. Before I even got on that call, I had an idea of what's possible. So you want to give people an information so that they know that there's going to be a transformation that actually occurs, so they feel confident to move forward with. And the other thing that happens on a service page that is not so effective is that you actually give too much information. You spend too much time convincing, and that's likely because you're trying to remove yourself from the process of buying. You aren't looking to have an application, a sales call, conversation. And the people want to take action and they don't need as much convincing as they need an actual likely touch point with you, just to ask a few questions, make sure that you're both on the same page and that for you as well to see it's a good fit. So let's move on to what effective VIP sales pages actually do. The first thing they do is they highlight the transformation. So it's really clear on the sales page what it's going to be the outcome of the day, what results are going to be expected. And the way it's shown is by sharing past results through like a case study or a testimonial from past clients. You could include data about things that you've accomplished and just other credibility boosters. So, you know, it might be like if I wanted someone, let's say, oh, actually my integrator that I just worked with, she helped me move over to HoneyBook. So let's say she had been a HoneyBook expert, if they had such a thing, like a, or maybe if I had wanted something like Profit First. I know there's some Profit First VIP days out there. So maybe they were certified in Profit First. So that could also be a credibility booster. I would see that they have the skill I'm looking for, and it's very apparent. It's going to be clear to me what that transformation is going to be. I'm going to see it through proof in a variety of ways, as well as it will be explained what will happen. So that would mean that somewhere in the copy, you're going to want to say something like, at the end of our time together, or in your inbox the next morning, you'll receive, at the end of our 3 days, here's what will be in your Google Drive folder, etc. So you want to really highlight what they're going to get, but what that feeling will be like too when they have it. So I know after my integrator intensive I just had, we actually had our wrap-up call today. And I'm so excited because she gave me this like PDF of next steps of what to do in Trello, highlighted some changes I could make. She had a walkthrough video with me, took me through some pieces for HoneyBook, gave me some next steps to follow through. So in terms of I'm going to make a service guide in there and put it in. So I know exactly what my action pieces are in order to wrap up the projects, things that she couldn't do for me, but I know clearly what to do. So my transformation is like, I have a task list for the next 3 weeks, and then I'm going to have some amazing systems ready to turn on, hit live. All right, so the next one is you want to keep people scrolling. Headlines are the way you want to do this. So headlines help move people through a service page. When I think of headlines, I like to think if someone read just my headlines, would they know what my service is about? Could they get the gist of it? So you want to consider that. Having headlines that keep people's curiosity piqued, but also give them enough information to keep them moving and also help them understand what your service is about. So you could have things like, keep reading and I'll break down exactly how this works. Or slow the scroll and read through these common FAQs. Another one I have like is, picture the scene 24 hours from your VIP day. But something like that that keeps people excited, interested, but helps them move through to the next section to keep on reading. So headlines help us scroll through the page, help us understand what this service is about, but keeps us reading like that next section. The next thing that an effective service page does is it builds in opportunities for connections. So I like to think about, how can you have touch points with the people that you are going to work with? So a VIP, again, is a one-to-one type of service. You're going to at some point have a kickoff call, but how can you build in that connection piece ahead of time? So maybe you want to consider doing a video bio instead of a written bio, so they can really feel like they know you before you even book that call. Maybe you're going to have a behind the scenes tour. If let's say if it's a brand photo shoot day you do, you have a behind the scenes tour video where you showed what a previous VIP photo shoot look like. It even could just be like what the Google Drive looked like after the day, or what the final Trello board would look like, or the templates people would have. Photos in order to show you, but also things in action, like showing the transformation, what people are going to get. And I do recommend a sales call to make sure that there's a great fit. The other thing effective service pages do is they make sure that you speak to your ideal client. So this means that the language that you're using is going to reflect what's on the mind of the people that you want to work with. And so we'll get into how to do that in a moment. But really, it's about using their language, their exact phrasing, their words, and weaving that into the copy on the service page. Today's episode is brought to you by the Launch Playbook Club. It's a place for service-based business owners who want to launch a course, membership, or a group offer, and are tired of trying to figure out all on their own. With weekly copy critiques and strategy calls for personal feedback, access to tech roadblock busting Q&A sessions, monthly training around six-figure launch strategies, and templates for all your launch copy needs, the Launch Playbook Club is your roadmap to accelerate the success of your next launch without burning out. Become a member of the Launch Playbook Club at www.sarahvartanian.com/launch-playbook. All right. Now we're at the juicy part where it's going to be five steps to follow to write your irresistible service page. So this is where if you don't have your notebook and a pen, you want to hit pause and go grab it before we continue. All right, so let's dig in. So the first step is you want to go on a listening tour. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you have heard me talk about listening tours before. This is where we actually can really transform those like paper ICAs. You know, we all have those ICA exercises that we write down and we fill out, like, what's their car and what magazine do they read and what do they have for breakfast? And it's all like very flat and we've likely guessed a lot of it. But when we go on this listening tour, we can actually take that paper ICA and transform them to humans with heartbeats, because that's who we're actually speaking to. So this is my very favorite step. And again, you've been listening, you already know this about me, but it's really like your secret path to know exactly what's on the heart and mind of the VIP clients you want to work with. So you might be wondering, okay, Sarah, like what exactly is a listening tour and how do I do it? So let me tell you a little bit more. It's really your best sales page strategy, service page strategy. Whenever you're writing, when you go on this listening tour, you're actually going to hear the words, phrases that the people you want to work with are using to describe their wants and needs, their motivations, the future dreams that they have. You're also going to hear the hesitations and barriers that might be standing in the way of a buying decision. And it's going to tell you a lot about what they need, which is going to help you to refine the thing you're selling, VIP days, and know what kind of copy needs to be on your sales page or service page to make it happen. What kind of things would you want to research? You might be looking at onboarding forms from past clients to see what kind of problems do they have. What were they looking to resolve when they came to you? What was the motivation? Like maybe something triggered them. So I mentioned my integrator intensive. I just recently had one of my motivational triggers was I hired a marketing assistant. And then of course I started digging into my Trello boards and my systems. I was like, this was maybe okay. And it was just my brain looking at this, but now I have someone else in here and I'd already have a VA, but she was only in, you know, one of my boards. We had just like a VA specific board, but now my marketing assistant is in, let's say 12 boards. And suddenly I felt this wasn't really going to work for a team member. So that was a trigger for me to get this going. When I hired recently the copywriter, it said, I want to launch the club again in a few weeks. So I wanted to speed up the process. So what is something that is going on for them right now that is leading them to want to take action? So that's where we had come back to solving a right now problem. You're also going to figure out what kind of worries maybe do they have about this? Like what questions do they have? And what are their wants or needs? Actually, when I recently booked to the integrator, so I booked Erica, and I came to her to actually originally tighten up my workflow in Dubsado. But after a conversation with her, I ended up deciding to make the move to Honeybook. And I'm really glad I didn't, you know, more on that another time. But sometimes the want is not actually what they end up needing. So my want was a better client workflow, more automated, but also they could have some beautiful touch points that felt really personal. But it was also simple to manage because I don't have an OBM at this time and I have a tech VA and I have a marketing assistant, but I don't have that sort of administrative person right now. That's still mostly me. That's what I wanted. So when we had a conversation again, I went over to Honeybook. So this research would let you know what people want and that'll help you be a little bit more clear about what they might actually need because they want a certain tool, but they actually need something different. So you can uncover this when you're doing this research. I also like to look sometimes in Facebook groups with the people. You can search in the toolbar to see conversations around your topic. You may decide to send it a survey or interview past one-on-one clients around what brought them to work with you. And I like to gather this all up into a spreadsheet. And so the spreadsheet would have something like, I like to make a bunch of columns, and the first column would have something around the source. I like to say like where I got the information from. And then another column would have wants and needs. And there I just, in like really bullet point form, I list the wants and needs from the customers. I use the actual phrasing. I copy and paste it. I don't change it. I want to hear it and I want to see the words that they're actually using. I have another column for dreams. I have another one for concerns and hesitations. I have another one for what they're actually doing right now. So what are the things that they're doing right now they're trying to solve? So in my integrated intensive, like right now, I was manually sending out things through Dubsado, or I was using Trello, but I hadn't actually, even though I was paying for Trello, I hadn't actually added my power-ups to my account, which would make things a little bit easier and set it onto my calendar. So things like that, like what are some hesitations? What are the motivational triggers? What's going on? And then what are the future results, things that I'm looking for? Or if you're speaking about it to a client that you've already worked with, what were the results that they achieved? So I like to map that all out, everything they're saying along those columns. And that's going to give you a really good overview of how the people you want to work with are feeling, because you're going to then see really clearly in this long, can we get quite long, the spreadsheet, what they want and need, what they're worried about, what they're dreaming of, what their hesitations are, what they're doing right now, what they're looking for. When you have all that research, how can you actually use it to write a sales page or service page that connects? First, you're going to start with your solution. I find this is often the easiest to write. So the solution means that you're going to focus on your offer and your offer hook, your offer deliverables, your unique process, and a call to action. So I want to just pause for a second here and tell you that we're not actually going through your service page in order of how it appears on the service page. I'm starting with the part that's easiest to write. And generally, it's easiest to write the thing that you already know about your offer, which is not about your ideal client, but about those tangible deliverables. I'll talk to you about how to order it at the end. So first, you're going to want to intro your offer. So starting here. So here you want to think about the name of your VIP day. Somewhere you want to include who it's for and what is the big promise. This is where you might lean on those like future results in dreams from your listening tour. So you might have something like, this is a virtual VIP for creative entrepreneurs who want to launch an offer in 1 week or less, for example. And then there would be some kind of visual around it. So that would be like who it's for and the big promise. Then you want to share the deliverables. So you want to have some kind of heading that says something like walk away with, and you're going to list the deliverables that clients will receive. And you want to highlight how each one actually is going to solve one of their wants, needs, or dreams. So from your listening tour, you can be looking back through your spreadsheet, your chart, to see what were those top wants and needs people had? What were those top future results and dreams that they had? And you can use those to help list your deliverables, the things that they're going to actually get. And then you want to describe your process. I usually like to say something like getting started is a simple 5-step process. Or if I have a framework name, you might say using my super amazing special framework will rapidly write your sales page. And then maybe you're going to give a video tour of how that happens. But when you're describing your process, you really want to help alleviate a worry or concern that you found out about getting started. So again, looking back to that listening tour research. You want to highlight how you're going to solve a hesitation or a need, and then you're going to want to call out what it would feel like when that future dream or result is achieved. So look back at all those worries, concerns, those needs and hesitations, and those dreams. Then you want to have some kind of call to action. And so this is where you might consider embedding your application form or a calendar to actually book a sales call with you so that people take action right there. Let's go on to step 3. And this is now we're going to focus on the crafting your credibility part. So we want to be really truthful here. You're going to focus on your testimonials and your bio. So you want to pick your testimonials. Testimonials are fantastic objection busters. And you'll know what some of those objections that you need to bust are because, of course, you've done listening research, hesitations, concerns. And you're going to show the logical part of someone's brain that your process is going to get them the result that they want. And so you want to use these results, that you have these true, accurate results to build trust. I like to pick two testimonials that highlight the results of an offer. So something that speaks to the end, like that transformation, the end thing that they're going to walk away with. I like to pick a couple that highlight, again, the transformation. And I like to pick one or two that also highlight the experience of working with like you or your team, because this is a one-to-one offer, right? This is like something that is personal and there's connection. So there's going to want to be some kind of synergy between working with you and your team and what that feels like. When you're writing this one, you can be looking at like those worries and concerns and future results and dreams to help you choose what testimonials you highlight. For headings around highlights, I like to say something like, these real results are within your future too. Or are you looking for a few stories that you know that you can relate to? Something like that. Then you want to write your bio. Bio is your credibility booster. In it, you describe who you are and why you and your process are the right person to get results that your VIP clients are looking for. So you want to keep it short, highlight a really small part of your story, and you might want to drop any stats. So feel free to get a little braggy here. Boast about stuff, cheerlead to your own self, a little bit of juicy history, past work, or even school-related facts. And I like to use some kind of headline that says something like, who's the brains behind, and then the name of your offer. Now we're on to step four, and this is where we're going to get them excited. We're going to make a connection by showing that you see and hear them. And this step tends to be the trickiest part of sales pages. That's why we save it for last. But these next four areas are actually the beginning of your service page. So we're going to talk about calling in your clients, pulling with the dream, addressing their problem, and then segueing to the offer. First, we're going to write the headline. This is where we are calling in your clients. Focus on the name of your offer, who your clients are, the big promise, similar to when you introduced your offer. I like to say something like the type of people who want, and I like to think about the number one dreamer result that I uncovered from doing that listening tour. So for example, I might say the sales page VIP day for course creators who are launching in 30 days or less. So it's very specific. It's who it's for, course creators, the name of my offer, sales page VIP day, the big promise, they're launching in 30 days or less. So there's going to have a sales page really quick. And then I like to peek into the future. So I like to actually dive right into how it's going to feel after that transformation, right? Like we're going to have this day together and here's what's going to happen for you. So I like to say something like, picture the scene the morning after your VIP day. And then I dig into in a few paragraphs or bullets how it's going to be for them. So you might be thinking about, if you could grant your dream clients their wish as a result of your VIP day, what would it be? And describe that. Paint a picture of the feeling they'd have after. Like maybe they're going to wake up and they're going to brew their coffee and they're going to open up their Mac and there's going to be a whole HoneyBook workflow mapped out for them with task lists that they can hand off to their VA and be ready to hit live on their new workflow in a week. Maybe that's what's going to happen. So for this, you could really go back and look at, I'd say 3 to 5 of those wants, needs, and results dreams that you found out from the listening tour that they're wanting to like really move forward with after your offer. That's the hope, right? They're going to feel so organized. They're going to be able to shoot off a Loom video to their VA knowing exactly what to do. So like after my integrator intensive day, I now feel like I know exactly what to pass over to my marketing assistant and my VA for the next few weeks. That's all taken off my shoulders. I don't even have to think about that. I can now share that with them. So that's the scene after. So how do you picture that scene after their VIP day? And then you want to speak to the current state. So once you've set the scene of how it could be, let's talk about how it actually is. So you might say something like, but right now, you might say something like the number of these three things are keeping you from organizing your day how you want, or keeping you stuck doing admin every single day, calling out what's actually happening. So this is where you could speak to what are they doing right now as they're trying to reach this result on their own, but it's not really working for them. What are they hesitating over? What have they already tried or thought about? Like for myself, I have all these Trello boards set up, but they work for like my brain. They're not meant for a team and they could be a lot more efficient for people to move through. So I've already set up my Trello boards, but now I just need them to be ready to scale in a way that will help my team work in their zone of genius. So that's something that's a kind of the current state. So I'm not like calling out something really negative about someone that they're doing or something that's going on, but just like what's happening? What is the current state that's getting in their way of what they actually want? So once we've moved from that scene that they're going to get into the current state, now we're ready to prep the introductions. We're going to like make that segue to your offer. So you might say, if you're wondering if it's possible, if you can do something, whatever belief they're holding. So maybe if you're wondering if it's possible to have an organized Trello board system that, you know, your growing team can utilize, then imagine what it would feel like to get your systems organized in a day. Let's just call it something like that. So you're calling out that thing that they're hesitating, questioning, and saying like, is it possible to have this? Because then you're going to introduce your offer as that solution. So here you're going to call it a hesitation and you're the antidote to it, right? Your VIP day is the antidote to that hesitation. And that's going to help them get ready to open up to your offer. And then step 5 is bust objections. So here we're going to alleviate any worries, concerns, or hesitations. And we're going to do this by having some frequently asked questions. So you're going to want to pick your FAQs. I love to have a heading, slow your scroll through these FAQs, really getting someone to like pause during this time. And I review that listening to our data. And I like to think about what were those top 3 hesitations or worries that people had. So you might want to focus on things like time, like how long will this actually take? Because if they come into for VIP day, they want this quickly. It could be time, how long it'll take, or time, how long until you're available to do this for me? Am I going to be on a wait list for 3 months in order to get your VIP day? Or are you booking out in 3 weeks? Remind them what the deliverables are, what the results are. So thinking about those common FAQs, you might build those as you go as well. And then you're going to put all these pieces together. So we started off as a recap. We started off focusing on writing the offer and offer hook and those deliverables, your process and a CTA. We then built in your credibility, the testimonials and bio. Then we built in calling into your clients. And then we had the FAQ, objection busters. So now we put that all together. So it's going to start off like this. You're going to start off by calling in your clients. You're going to pull them with that dream. So that picture of the scene the morning after your VIP day. Then you're going to kind of address the problem where you're going to call out, but like right now, this is what's happening. And then you're going to segue to your offer. So that's when you're going to prime saying, you might be wondering if it's even possible to, you know, get a Trello system up and running for your growing team in a matter of days. Let me tell you how it can happen. And then you're going to offer, you share your offer and the offer hook. So what your offer is, who it's for, what they get. And then I like to layer in some testimonials at that point. So testimonials that speak to the offer. And then you bring in your unique process. How does this actually unfold? How do you actually get this done? And then there's a CTA. And that CTA, as we talked about, could be an application, calendar to book your sales call, something like that to get talking to you. Then you build in your credibility. So this is where you're going to include your bio. And then a testimonial that supports your bio. So testimonial, at this point, I love one that speaks to you or your team. Then you're going to add in your FAQs and you're going to have one final CTA. And I would just have something like a button saying, book your VIP day now, or like, I'm ready, book my day. And I would have it pop back up to wherever you have the booking, the calendar application forms. I'd have it move on your page to that. You'll notice that there's a few things missing here from a long form sales page. Some of the things that are missing are a guarantee. Is this perfect for you? Even like longer testimonials and things like that. There's a few other key pieces. And that's okay again, because this is for an action taker who really wants a service done now. And they are going to get in a call with you to talk through the rest of it, you know, or fill an application to do so. Okay, that's it. You've now got all the steps you need to get started writing a service page that speaks to your ideal customers for a VIP day. And what I hope you can see is how the research can be used to write your page, and that listening really is the best strategy to create an irresistible service page that sells your offer. Until next time, friends, keep working on getting your offers out there and launching. I am cheering you on. Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.